Now, as we just discussed with True the Vote's Greg Philip, there is a massive push to, well, water down our elections by pushing on illegals into our voter rolls and getting them out there to vote. And that's really a concerning issue that so many of us have flagged. But how are these illegals getting into our country? And how is this all even taking place in the first place? What we talked about on the show, the NGOs are the core in all of this. They're teaching these illegals what their rights are, how to go around certain things, and how to get free incentives as well. And, you know, they also could be potentially telling them how to register to vote. Now, it's not a crazy idea, folks. I come from the state of New York, and I've talked about it also, about how New York was giving illegals driver's licenses, and they were giving them documents. First off, the illegals were giving the DMV documents. There's no way to validate those documents from whatever their native country is. And then the DMV was forced by the state to, regardless of whether they think that they're legitimate or illegitimate, the documents, to provide them with a driver's license. But while they're filling out those forms, all they have to do is check off a box if they want to be registered to vote as well. And so for places like New York, that's a major issue. Now, I know a lot of you think, well, it's New York, it's going to be blue anyway. But when if you live in Long Island or upstate New York, that's not the case. And so this is an important issue. Recently on Uncover DC, my girl, Wendy Mahoney, wrote a great article and she joins us to discuss. It's called How to Win Elections with Open Borders. Wendy, we just had Greg Phillips on just moments ago and he detailed the crisis that we're dealing with right now regarding these illegals and potentially them voting. You've detailed specifically the NGO's role in all of this. I want you to kind of tell our audience as to why these NGOs are the problem and who's funding them, because that will get them a little triggered, I think.
Yeah, so this is a huge issue. I was actually speaking with Sean Farish and his wife, and she was trying to conceptualize what an NGO, what part an NGO would have in all of this. I think it is hard for people to understand it. It's not a difficult concept, but I think I understand it. What the NGOs are doing, and the one that I highlighted in this article, which is just representative of the 200 some others that are doing the same thing at this point in time. The one that I highlighted was HIAS. And HIAS is one of the oldest ones in the country, and it's the Hebrew Immigration Aid Society. And they've been around since the early 1900s. Anyway, what these NGOs do is they partner with our federal government, and in particular with this government, this administration. There's kind of like a perfect storm of things that are happening around these NGOs, because what they do is they go out down into these countries and at the border, and they put up maps for immigrants, and they help immigrants make the trek, and they encourage immigrants to make the trek. And then they help them, you know, fill out the applications at the border and know where to go. And then when ICE can't take them in their facilities, the NGOs take them. And that's a lot of the time where the breakdown comes, because ICE is required to do tuberculosis tests and all those kinds of things. Whereas the NGOs, they really aren't required to do that. And a lot of things fall through the gaps. And because of the huge influx of immigrants into our country, and it's 10 million or more, and I do think it's more than 10 million. Some are saying up to 20 million at this point since Biden has been in office. And I think that's because there are so many gotaways, and gotaways are the ones that get away. Yeah. We can't track them. We don't know where they went. They're in interior cities now. And so in the end, these NGOs, because, and look, I think there are a lot of people with these NGOs that differ ideologically from me. That doesn't make them bad. It doesn't make these people bad. But I think there is a lot of activity in these NGOs to take advantage of the taxpayer money that they are getting from our federal government in the form of grants. For example, HIAS got $146 million in 2022. And then if you track, I went in and looked at their, you know, 990s and all their tax forms and stuff. And if you track their revenue from charitable donations, they in 2021, it jumped from 67 million to 110 million. And prior to that, it was kind of a slope. It was, you know, the contributions were kind of in a gentle slope going up. They were, contributions were going up. But then in 2021, they jumped. And I think part of the reason for that is because the NGOs knew that they had a sympathetic administration. For example, Mayorkas was on the board of HIAS in 2020. And he's very much aligned with their ideology and their policies and what they think about how refugees and migrants and asylum seekers should be able to come to our country unfettered, without a border, without any kind of means to, you know, worry about them whatsoever, to take place in all of our programs. And by the way, I mean, the Biden administration has opened up unprecedented ways to come here through humanitarian parole, through the refugee programs that have been expanded, through the kind of complete obliteration of this asylum program, which is that you should have a recognizable threat. It doesn't mean domestic violence. It means that you are have an imminent threat of persecution in your own country, and it's vetted on by law. It's vetted on a state on a case by case you know, basis. Well, that's not happening anymore. It's like they've opened up the floodgates with all of these, you know, they're not obeying any laws, and they're opening up the floodgates to multiple universes of people who are trying to come here. And then the NGOs are getting more and more taxpayer funding. 46 to 50% of HIAS's contributions come from you, the taxpayer, through federal government grants. And it's all trackable. This is not something I'm making up. So that encourages the migration. And then, of course, the rumor mill, I mean, people speak to each other. These immigrants speak to each other, and they know that they're being invited here, and things that, you know, the CBP One app that they can fill out before they come in. And then when they come in, they're given some paperwork, and that paperwork allows them to apply for driver's licenses, for social security numbers, for tax IDs. So green cards, they get cash, they get food, they get shelter, they get flights for their families to come into the country through some grant programs that, you know, people are saying that doesn't exist. It absolutely does exist. And so then on top of it, they're coming in here. And the main thrust of my article was how these non-citizens are getting on our voter rolls. And that is a very key piece of this article. And it ties into what I'm sure Greg was either thinking about or talking about. I didn't hear him, but I'm sure that. Anyway, I've talked to Blue Streak. I don't know if you want to, add something.
Yeah, no, I was actually going to say, I wanted to dive into that because I think that's really, really important. You know, Democrats pretend like when we say that these illegals are going to play a role in our elections as if we're lying about it, but it's not a lie. I've detailed before in New York, you know, the DMVs, now illegals could get driver's licenses, and all they do is check a box if they want to be added to the voter registration. And we've seen it time and time again. I remember even the shooter in Texas, that woman who went into that church, the mega church, and opened fire, sadly killing her. And I believe her son was severely injured, her child, but I'm not sure if he passed away. But she was apparently, according to Sarah Gonzalez, was apparently voting in our elections. She was not a U.S. citizen. She was added to the voter rolls, and she voted in 2020. But there's very few prosecutors who are going to go after these individuals and hold them accountable. It's not our federal government. Our DOJ is not going to do it. So I think it's important to talk about the subject here as to how do Americans, conservatives, overcome this massive influx of illegals when it comes to, you know, them potentially making it out to our voter booths in November and influencing our election.
Well, first, you have to be aware of what's really going on and what's being said about it and how that's happening. Number one, the people that want the illegals to come into our country on a mass basis are lying by omission. Okay, they're trying to make you think that because it's against the law, for example, for non-citizens to vote in our federal elections. Now, there are some jurisdictions that allow them to vote in local elections, but it is against the law on paper to vote in federal elections. That's true. So they say, well, they can't vote in elections. Well, they can, and they do. It's against the law. You're right about that. And that's, they're trying to kind of gaslight people into saying, well, and then their next sentence is, well, it's against the law. Well, there's a lot of things in our country right now that are against the law, and we're not following the laws. And one of the reasons we're not following the laws with regard to elections is because, like you said, if you can secure a driver's license, and then when you're applying for that driver's license, you check a box and it says, oh, I want to register to vote. Of course I do. And if you got an illegal, an unwitting young person or older, like they don't know anything about our country or our voting laws, and they're given the impression that they can come in and participate fully as a, you know, they don't know that it's not that they have to be a citizen. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of unwitting, you know, behavior surrounding this. But more importantly, they get on our voter rolls because they check boxes, because our voter rolls aren't easily maintained. We don't have a universal system to go in because our voter rolls are maintained by the states, right? So we don't have and it's very possible to do. It's just we're not doing it. We don't have the political will to do it. But we don't have a system where we can go in and we can say, check records and say, okay, this person is not a citizen, off the voter roll. And then on top of that, you have lawfare. And what these leftist organizations do is that they start saying, oh, well, you know, Hector Gonzalez over here, he, you know, that's not fair. You know, don't purge the voter rolls because it suppresses the vote. It might take someone off the rolls that deserves to be on the rolls, and they win these lawsuits. And so then we can't clean our voter rolls in certain states where they win these lawsuits, and people don't want to keep pursuing the lawsuits because it's very expensive. And so you can't clean the voter rolls. You can't really track who's on the voter rolls. You've got the Biden administration literally weaponizing agencies to register voters wherever they can. And if a few illegal people get caught up in that, well, okay, that's the price of doing business. That is a big deal. And so how you can help that is, A, you check your voter registration. You yourself check your voter registration. If you live in Texas, but you used to live in California, make sure you check both. And True the Vote does have a program for that. If you want to become active politically and you know, to help with elections, join these groups like USA, you know, New York, the New York Citizens Audit, who are looking at voter rolls and trying to get the records and looking at how many holding election officials accountable for the laws in their jurisdictions and their counties and their states to not certify elections that have dirty voter rolls, and do that ahead of time, because, you know, you have about 8 minutes between the election and the time they certify. That we found out that doesn't work. No judge wants to take those cases. Okay. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And that's another discussion. But, you know, I think that we are in a situation where we're now being so inundated, and these board of elections, because citizens are now active, they're getting inundated with these open records requests at this point by lots of groups, not just True the Vote. And then on top of it, you have massive numbers of illegal immigrants coming into our country who can do so many things like work, pay taxes, live freely in our communities. They aren't deported. Some of them commit crimes. It's a very difficult situation. It adds to the problem. And you know, that Mayorkas or anybody else associated with this administration says that it's not a thing and that it's not happening, it's just ridiculous. It's absolutely happening, and it's happening more and more because of the influx, severe influx of illegals into our country.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's the key issue in all of this. They're intentionally doing this. This isn't a mistake. This isn't just, oh, there's just a random influx of immigrants, as they word it. They are intentionally setting up our country for failure by allowing this to take place. And I mean, I'm just fed up with it. But I think we all need to be proactive as we head into November and start going through the voter rolls. You know, Greg just moments ago gave us a great solution through one of his software programs. It's a website you guys go to check the voter rolls near you, and you kind of weed out the non-existing voters. And I think that's really important for everyone to get involved in. But we need to focus on the solutions here instead of getting angry. And that's something I'm willing to do as well. And I know, you know, House Republicans, when I grill them about this issue, they say, oh, well, we tried defunding these NGOs. We know that they're the problem. But Democrats in the Senate won't vote on that, and they won't allow that to make its way into any of our bills. So it's going to be a toss-up. But what were you going to say, Wendy?
Well, yeah, and it's not only that, but these NGOs have a lot of power. They lobby on the Hill. You know, and they tug on people's heartstrings. I get it. I mean, you know, you have a child coming in with, you know, shoeless child, and, you know, a mother, you know, that's just begging for, you know, having a life. And you can't blame the people coming to this country. But, you know, we can kind of look at how our country is set up and the laws, and we should be minding the laws, and citizens should be holding their local officials, their representatives accountable for this stuff. That's part of it. You know, and people, I don't know, there's a lot of kind of bad attitudes out there, you know, well, nothing ever works and this will never happen. And well, yeah, you're right. It won't happen if you think that way. I mean, that's never a solution for me. I mean, I would rather try and, you know, die trying than give up because, oh, well, it's not worth it. That's the silliest thing I've ever heard. So I'm glad that there are people like you out there, Brianna, who are exposing these things, because really the awareness and the exposure to fight what's going on in the mainstream media, the information that's coming out, you know, that you'll see article after article saying there's no way that illegal immigrants can vote in this country. And it's just horse manure.
Yeah. It's they just think you're dumb and they think you'll believe it. And it's so absurd. Some people sadly do believe it. We don't, but we're thankful because people like you, Wendy, who are out there doing the hard work, you put all these great data points together regarding the NGOs and detailing how, you know, this affects our elections. And I highly recommend our audience heading over to uncoverdc.com right now. Read it. It's fully detailed. It's an incredible piece. I didn't want to go in and start giving the details. I was like, I'm just going to hand it to you, Wendy, because it's so well written that I don't want to butcher it. So you did a great job at explaining this for our audience. It's easy to understand, but it's also something that, listen, even if you have a family member, I do this all the time. My sisters really aren't too fond of it. But I've got a couple of liberal sisters and I tend to send them things I know that they won't agree with, but in hope that they will read it or they'll watch a video and it will change their perspective on things. And so I think this article does a great job of doing that. So give it a look. Forward it to a family member or a friend because we need to start spreading the word. And that's the best way to do so. Get a little uncomfortable. Make people listen. That's how we beat this narrative, this mainstream narrative. And it's because of you, Wendy. So thank you very much for putting this together. Wendy Mahoney. It's uncoverdc.com. Thank you, Wendy. We appreciate your time. I want to tell you guys about my friend Allie. Allie is always complaining about her feet hurting because she's always in heels and working on them. And so I gifted her the new My Slippers 2.0. And let me tell you something, guys, it's been a complete game changer for Allie. You see, Allie tells me now it feels like she's walking on clouds because these slippers are so soft and the cushioning on them is perfect. She is so happy with her new My Slippers 2.0 that she's bragging about it to everyone. And well, if you go on mypillow.com right now, you'll notice that everyone's talking about these slippers. They're incredible. So right now you have to head over to MyPillow.com and secure your slippers right now. Now, if you want to save up to 66% off, you got to do it by using promo code Brianna. That's B-R-E-A-N-N-A. Again, make sure you're using promo code Brianna if you want to secure your 66% off, and get them now before they sell out. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.